It actually was, because before, during the winter, I was using a wrist rocket, you know, slingshot, and I wasn't getting anywhere with that, not at all. So, I've seen kites. It's like, no, I'll get the kite in the tree, and that'll be it. That's all she wrote. So, never shot a bow before, so I was actually quite amazed. So was my wife. She goes, oh my God. Do you think you could do it at the end of the other tree? Because it leaves the house, the wire leaves the house to go straight out, goes over the tree, veers to the right, to the other tree, and then it comes back towards the house again. So it's almost like a half of a, square. Yeah, are you talking about that frothy stuff that's like inside your oil cap? Looks like a caramel color. Yeah, that's from, usually from a lot of moisture. In short runs, you know, like for instance, like with my wife, that's what it would be on the other pickup truck, is short, real short runs. It heats up and then take off down the road about 6 blocks and then shut her off, and the same hours later, you know, it's the same thing. So it doesn't really get like really hot, like a lot of town driving with that pickup truck. And I noticed it, quite a bit of froth, you know, caramel color froth in the inside of the oil cap. That's usually what it is. Moisture. I don't have a head gasket leak. I know that 110%. So that's out of the question. Yep. Yeah. At work now. Say something. I don't remember what in the world it was. But, yeah, I'm going to have to do an oil change in my daughter's car on that Hyundai. But it's starting to get a little dark, so better start changing that. Oh, yeah. You're right. I'm definitely going to set the heater's back on before I leave tonight. I'm not sure what time I'm leaving today, but yeah, I'll make sure to flick the heater's back on, knock off the chill in the morning for the guys. All right, I'll be clearing your final KB8RVP, KB8 all the up. Thanks for the reminder on that.